You are listening to Chaos Springs Eternal, a Delta Green actual play, brought to you by Quartermasters of the Tabletop. This is Season 1, City of Woe. Delta Green, by its nature, deals with violent themes and disturbing imagery, as well as horrors beyond our comprehension. Now, if you're one of those people who don't mind comprehending some horrors from time to time, I think you'll have a good time listening here. Join us, won't you? Hello and welcome back to Chaos Springs Eternal presents Season 1, City of Woe.
Wow.
It's a pretty good taking the temperature of the room. That's a
just not
very anemic woe. Just not feeling it, huh?
I'm sickly.
Just sickly.
I ate too much.
Oh yeah.
Thanksgiving ham and turkey.
Oh yeah. I hope your Thanksgivings were good. Obviously, this is going to come out a little bit after Thanksgiving, and since we took the week off from Thanksgiving, you know, this is coming out like a couple weeks after. But
I'm still reeling from the how much ham and bread I had.
Well, I hope you guys were able to have. I don't know if everyone does this, but I love having deviled eggs at Thanksgiving. We didn't have them this year.
Oh my god! But so good.
Speaking of eggs. The top of the episode, little question banter time. You guys got any favorite Easter eggs? I'm going to start actually because this comes from, you know, this could be Easter eggs in, you know, movies, TV shows, video games. Mine comes from a video game, possibly my favorite video game of all time. Definitely like top three, which is Fallout New Vegas, which is the they've got the Indiana Jones in the nuclear fridge. I think there's like a bunch of other Easter eggs in Fallout New Vegas, but
I was actually also gonna say some for Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, there's so many, especially if you have that Wild Wasteland perk. There's like
that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a ton.
I gotta pick a different one then.
But I just that was one that like I came across it, you know, without knowing the Easter egg beforehand, and I was like, wait, why is there a fedora and a like skeleton in the fridge? Oh, I get it.
Oh, and, the bad one at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, poor Indiana Jones.
He's been having a rough go over the last 2.5 films.
Yeah.
No, you said you had another New Vegas. Is that the one you're going to go with, or you swapping over?
No, I'm swerving. Originally, I was going to say, what was it? Mods, Muggers, where it's like, get them, gals, from the three elderly women who mug you in New Vegas after running that corner in Freeside.
Yes.
But I'm swerving hard into Silent Hill 2, and it's the dog ending.
Oh, the dog. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. God. That's a video. That was definitely, I don't know. I have ambivalent. I've only played a handful of Silent Hills, so I'm aware of the ending, but I didn't actually play, so I don't know. But when I heard about it, I was like, is this real, or is this like an April Fool's joke?
Just the utter defeat James Sutherland has at opening the door, and it's just like, it was a dog? Just how he kind of falls to his knees, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're...
And in, like, predicting internet memes, it's a Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is also a Japanese product, and they are, like me, obsessed with Shibas.
I love them dogs.
Yeah, no, all the Silent Hills have, like, a gag ending like that. Like, there's several dog endings. There's, like, a UFO ending at every single one. And I think, I can't remember if it was 4 or the one after that, that they merged the dog and the alien endings together.
Oh. Huh. Go figure.
Yeah, there's some wild gag endings. Just sometime, you know, both the people here and the listeners, if you've never seen it, just play through the shit. Silent Hill games first. The first 4 are stellar.
Yeah.
Don't play the
Wii
one.
Then after that, just look up all the gag endings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, you were a little reticent at this bant topic, little top of the episode question. Do you have any?
I do.
Media Easter eggs you're a fan of?
Yeah. Well, I am. I think Quentin Tarantino is my favorite director. And
there you go.
He has a lot of Easter eggs. Like Big Apple Cigarettes appears in multiple ones of his films. But my favorite one is that Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction is related to Vic Vega, who is Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs. And also, Vincent Vega's cousin is Suzanne Vega.
Huh. Is it? I mean, doesn't Tarantino have all of his movies like in the same sort of universe?
Yeah, they're all in the same universe. But it's just, I just like that connection because the Suzanne Vega one is in a deleted scene from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, interesting.
Where she's like interviewing him. Yeah. So Tom's Diner is in the Tarantino verse.
Very nice.
Wait, does
Very
that mean nice. That From Dusk Till Dawn takes place in the same universe as Django Unchained?
It, yes.
Yes.
I believe 100%. Holy shit. No. That is the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Although Dusk Till Dawn is him and what, Rodriguez?
Yeah.
And that movie, I love the beginning of that movie. I hate the end. And it's because it's how the, yeah.
That's one of those movies that I watched on TV at like an AutoZone or something when my car was being worked on. And I had no context. I came in like 20 minutes late. I didn't know what movie it was. So I'm just watching and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting movie. And like right when the vampire, by the way, spoiler alert, turns out it's a vampire film. It's like a big twist in the movie. Right when the vampire stuff starts happening, my car was ready. And I was just like, what is going on? This is the strangest movie.
Yeah. I really love the beginning. Yeah. But yeah. Go on.
Everything after Cheech Marin shows up and just says pussy 100 times in a row.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is Kino. Everything after that, definitely a Rodriguez joint.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I did like this idea of these two brothers like going on a killing spree. One's a little fucked in the head. Like, that's interesting. And then they go to Mexico and it becomes a fucking vampire film. So
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Like, hey, I it's been a while since I watched it, but it's kind of out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, really. Like,
it is an immediate left turn.
For sure. For sure.
It's not like, I don't know. I was trying to remember if that gets like foreshadowed at all. I don't think it did.
I don't think it does. No, they just show up at the titty casually. Twister and they all die. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, Tarantino drinks tequila off of what's her name's foot and then suddenly his fangs show up.
Yeah, living his best life, Quentin Tarantino.
Gosh.
God.
What about you? What about you, Tyler? You got a favorite Easter egg?
Yeah, actually, it's one that I just learned today, actually. I'm in the middle of building another magic deck for Commander, and I was looking for, you know, cards to pick up, and they recently had a Lord of the Rings set that came out. And one of the cards that they put out was Shadowfax, you know, the Lord of Horses, the best homie, the best boy.
Yes.
And he has an ability. Yeah, he loves apples. He has an ability called Haste, which is a very common thing in Magic the Gathering. Normally, creatures can't, you know, do anything the first time they come out unless they have Haste. That is kind of the point. It gets rid of summoning sickness. And it, on the card, you know, describes, oh, this is what Haste does. Only because in the book and the film, Gandalf says the line, what is it? Shadowfax, show them the meaning of haste. And then, like, rides off.
Yeah.
God, and it
man,
is the
that's great.
And it is the first card to I think it's the first card to explain what haste does in, like, 20 years. So they did it just for that gag. And I love it for that.
I imagine Magic has a lot of little references and stuff.
Yeah, especially in all the, I think they call them Universes Beyond, like the ones where they bring in outside media, especially like the most recent one, they did a lot of Jurassic Park stuff. And there's a lot of Easter eggs in there for like the Jurassic World and all that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Easter eggs, y'all, you know, when I was
it's now Easter.
Yes, it's now Easter. We've moved past Christmas. No, I just, you know, when the idea for this whole campaign came into my head, I had a very specific, like, media inspiration that, like, I was like, oh, boom, what if a Delta Green campaign was structured in such a way that it did X, Y, and Z, right? And X, Y, and Z were inspired by a very famous piece of media. And so then I was like, everything that we've done in my head has all sort of come back to that. Now, we've branched out quite a bit. So it's not like the only foundation, right? but like the core of what the inspiration is has all been around something. And I've dropped a few Easter eggs here and there. I don't want to say where all the Easter eggs, because there's like one very like obvious one, but it's only obvious for people who would be like super fans of this particular media. They would be like, oh, I know exactly what that is a reference to. And it's not the one that I dropped last episode, which I think I actually, I dropped the Easter egg, but I also took out your reactions to it. Because you guys figured something out. So our listeners are stuck, you know, wondering what that might be. But I'm just encouraging them to do your own Googling, or, you know, email us or tweet us if you have an idea. And who knows? You might be right.
I am curious. At what point do we animate a giant historical monument to fight a ooze ghost?
Are you based on
Ghostbusters 2, right?
Yes, it is all Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's all Ghostbusters.
Jesus Christ. All Ghostbusters,
yeah. Gosh, dang it. I thought it would be, you know, very subtle.
What's the bad guy in that one?
Ivan Ooze.
Viggo.
Ivan Ooze is the guy from Power Rangers.
Fuck off. Fuck.
Viggo Mortensen is the bad guy.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up to myself. It all comes back to Lord of the Rings, baby.
God.
Sorry. All right. Well, last episode, y'all geared up a little bit at the Ethereal Essence Emporium.
Yeah, it was backed by really cool music too. It was phenomenal.
That was two episodes ago, Noah. That was two episodes ago that it was backed by really cool music. That last episode, no cool music, just, you know, straight to business.
Yeah,
I'm confusing it with my re-listen. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, you talked a little bit more with Luna about Colette, and she, you know, you got some vibes from her around Colette, and obviously they're part of the same coven, so there's some connection there, but, you know, you didn't really figure out what any deeper connection, so it's just, that's one of those things that's out there. Y'all got some sage. She mentioned that you might want to get some, like, holy water or something like that. You got some candles, charms, and a ceremonial dagger with a carved hilt. You did kind of have some questions like, hey, how do we know the Babinos are really bad peeps? And she was like, well, you know, I don't have any like evidence. You know, as it turns out, like when people do bad stuff, they don't like keep good records. but she pointed out, you know, that the downfall of the Babinos started with the whole episode with Colette and her baby. You learned Colette's last name, which is Malakota. Then you determined to go to Pastor Gidry for some holy water. After you found out that Clementine is actually a member of the coven, although it seems like she's more of a, let's call him a social member of the coven. I don't know if you guys know any Masons in your personal life, but there are some, I'm friends with a handful of Masons, and some are like, hey, I just go as sort of like a men's club type of thing. And some are like very involved in stuff, you know, like socially and all that sort of stuff. What else? Yes, murder.
I think
the toppling of democracies.
All the stuff, because Luna had communicated with Clementine through her little crystal ball. And after all of this, Joel wound up crit failing a sand check, which was fun. She got you all of the supplies, and then you had kind of asked about some way to actually like trap a spirit. And she gave you an organite pyramid, which is a real thing.
It's a real sex pyramid.
Yeah, it's that whole history. Hey, by the way, listeners, if you want to go down like an insane rabbit hole, orgone energy and organite, you're welcome. I think William Reich is the guy. You had also asked Luna about the dome around the town. She was like, well, yeah, like the town is kind of protected. But then when Marcy had mentioned like a designer to the dome, it actually got blanked out and she didn't hear anything. After a while, you finally got to leave the Ethereal Essence Emporium. Joel swung by the church with some bottles of, I think we settled on Poland Springs, maybe Fiji, maybe Evian, maybe a mix. Pastor Gidry was setting up for men's service, and after being asked to bless the water, he said okay. he invited Joel to the men's group with its various functions. And when he mentioned that, you know, some of the support they provide was for addiction, he had a little darkening of his countenance. His eyes appeared to go black, which spooked Joel, right, proper. He wound up dumping a couple of the water bottles, but keeping one. Cyril, I love the ending scene, by the way. I was re-listening to this today as I was doing some edits. And, you know, Mark, I just love Cyril coming home, you know, scrubbing, purifying himself, drawing a bath, you know, and then standing in front of the mirror fully naked, examining himself. He gets suits up, and then his like word to himself was that you are a liberator, which I think is just so cool. Like, just really, it's a great little scene. I want like an HBO, you know, if we ever get our own HBO miniseries, that scene I think is gonna be great. You know, it's just very like drawn out, methodical prep. So yeah. Cool. And that brings us to Tuesday night. You guys started this investigation on Saturday, right? Friday night. It's now Tuesday night. I believe y'all have geared up and prepped. And I think y'all are ready to go to Florizon Manor. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that Joel needs to do beforehand.
What car or cars do you want to take?
Joel is absolutely driving himself, at minimum.
Yeah. Okay. Cyril will as well.
No, does Marcy want to ride? Or
yeah, Marcy was probably hoping to get a ride.
Marcy can't get out there. Bye, Noah.
Marcy's just like,
nah.
This is actually how we tell the audience that Noah is no longer showing up leaving the podcast.
Yeah, we just leave.
Marcy is just in the world but doesn't do anything again.
We see her every now and again. Yeah.
T-posed.
Yeah, just in a library, just T-posed, looking at a wall. Oh, there's Marcy again.
NPC state.
All right.
Joel will go to Marcy and pick her up, which is perfect because Joel had a question for Marcy as well.
Ooh.
All right. Well, let's cut to that then. I won't overlay really loud, obnoxious music as you drive this time.
Perfect. Thank you. So after Marcy gets in, Joel kind of starts his journey to Florizon Manor. And after maybe 5 minutes or so, he'll confide in Marcy something. Marcy, I don't know if the holy water's gonna work out.
Joel, what do you mean? What do you mean? What's wrong with the holy water?
I don't know if he's possessed or he's working for something of a different power, but
hold up. What?
Yeah, the priest is he knew things he shouldn't, and I saw a shadow behind him, and he tried to offer a place for the men's group for me again, and I don't know. I had 3 bottles, one for each of us, but I dumped 2 of them. I kept one just in case, but I can't use this. Like, it's only going to make things worse, right?
I think we should get Glomus to look at it. Because if he or our other new friend, that's terrifying. First of all, don't go to that men's meeting. I know you don't need me to say that, but never be alone with that man. What the fuck?
I don't know if we can tell Cyril this either.
Would we know if Cyril's in that men's group or anything?
That's all up to Mark.
I think you know that he is active at the church. I don't think you know specifically he's at that men's group.
Yeah, and I don't even think that it's necessarily if Cyril was part of the men's group at all. It's just he knows that Cyril goes there actively, and he saw something that is not of a normal divine creation that he saw behind the priest. He's a little nervous about that, basically, since, you know, Cyril goes there so consistently.
Is there a way we can go there without letting Cyril know to Glomus and get Glomus's, or we need to get someone else to look at that water before we use it or anything?
Yeah. So we'll just aim for no holy water.
Yeah. We got salt, right? We got salt in that what did she call it? An athame?
Yep, we have the athame, we have the sage, we have the salt, we have...
Can we stab a ghost?
I mean, man, you're asking a lot of questions for someone who just learned ghosts were real. 2 days ago. We just... You heard what Luna said. We just have to be stern in our convictions and use what we have and what we know now.
Yeah. Be... assured. Be assured. That's easy for someone with anxiety. Yeah, that's fine. I'll keep
that part of the exorcism towards me and Cyril then.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
If you start to feel anxious, just don't.
Oh man, that's the same advice my dad gave me. Wow. Oh,
that's funny.
Thanks, Dan. Real father figure. Oh, also while we're having this little break, should I still be at 6 out of 12 health?
Okay, I guess you would have rested. I don't know if I gave you points back for resting Sunday and Monday, so give yourself a couple points back.
Like 3? 2?
Yeah. Hey, roll 1d4.
It's about to be real funny.
Hey, 3. Oh, perfect. That's must be just right. Of course, obviously, the only thing you have to worry about with a poltergeist is, you know, physical damage that they can inflict on you.
That's why I'm at now. All right. Right. Joel, I hope that whatever we do tonight and get the shit done, we find a way to get your sister back. If you see a chance to get her back in a way that leaves us safe, I will do what I can to help you. I'll do anything in my power to help you.
That means a lot, Mercy. And I think we have the chance. I think just getting her being whatever is masquerading as that little girl out sounds like should at least pave the way, if not bring Clementine back.
Yeah.
All right. So let's fast forward to y'all meeting on the grounds of the Florizon Manor. I think when you pull up, the thing that Joel notices is Clementine's car is still there.
That's not suspect whatsoever.
I mean, it's where would it have gone? You know, that's one thing.
I mean, nowhere. It's
about this. You know,
it's more just the woman who hasn't appeared back for work. Her car is just out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not a well trafficked area. So,
yep.
You may have noticed.
Makes me feel better.
The only people who've been out here are the cops and us.
Hey, speaking of that, would you make everyone as you roll up, could you just make an alertness roll for me real quick?
Fuck.
And actually, this is going to be, I think this will be at minus 20% for everybody.
Alertness at minus 20? Yikers. Okay.
Failure. I mean, I just want you to bump up your alertness rolls. That's all, really.
That's a fun bony. That's an 88 over
Jesus 32. Christ, wow. We're all dead!
Wow. I mean, even without the modifiers, did any of you pass? No, none of you would have passed even without the penalty.
I'd have come one. I'd have been within one.
You'd have been
within
one.
Luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's just, you know, there's I like to think that y'all are feeling a weird mix of emotions, both like, I mean, anxiety's in there, right? But also maybe like a little excitement, anticipation, maybe a little fear, maybe a little, you know, roller coaster type of enthusiasm is what I imagine. I don't know. Is that accurate?
Yeah, the fear and dread, but the the like giddy anticipation is definitely mm-hmm. what Joel is feeling.
All right.
Yeah, it's the click, 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 click of the roller coaster.
Yes. And we are ramping up. Did you want to swing by Glomus's and check on the holy water?
I mean, he's just a graveyard away, right?
If yeah. possible, yes. If by the time we get there, Cyril is not there, absolutely. But
yeah.
he's only a and graveyard as, away.
As long as we're also here, I remembered, I don't know if y'all remembered, did you want to check for Sawyer Babineau's headstone?
Oh, shit, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Listeners, it has been 2-3 weeks for us at this point, almost. So we're dumb.
We forget a lot more than we remember.
Yes, we appreciate the generosity, oh benevolent keeper. And yes, we would like Thank to you. Do that. I mean, that just knocks two birds with one stone, right?
One headstone.
Yes, all right. Well, as you head through the as you head back to the headstone that y'all remember Glomus was under or around, he was not directly under one. But as you go, you can all roll search. Just regular search.
That is a 58 over 23.
I don't know if I'm... Am I going with you guys? Are you guys like...
Do you want to?
I don't know. I don't know what they're up to.
I think we were trying to check and see if we... Like Joel said, if we get there before... Or like Tyler said, if we get there before Cyril is, we were going to try to find Glomus and get the holy water checked out before. So as to not like... Start being like... Yeah, so that men's group you go to, yeah, they're kind of fucked up. They're kind of fucked up.
It's yeah, a mixture will, of okay. that, and also, we don't know if Cyril is part of that, knowingly or not.
Yeah.
So
it's true. And to be fair, you don't really know what that is, so...
Correct. But it didn't look charitable.
Did Glomus ever tell us where the field was?
Where he did Anthony, not.
Antoine no. Babineau. Okay. I was going to say, oh. I would go there. I would go there instead to give them time to go to wherever.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things that we've kind of discussed, but I don't think it ever got nailed down.
Okay.
And I would say it's not like around the corner. So,
right. I don't need to go to Glomus. I think with all my preparations and cleansing and things of that nature, I'd probably be the last to show up.
Okay. Yeah. So, Joel and Marcy, as you're sort of searching through some of these graves, I mean, there's a lot of headstones that are pretty well worn, even with the care that is given with the ground screw that you guys have learned about. It's still, you know, some names are just really hard to read, and you don't see a Sawyer anywhere. You find a few headstones sort of in that same time period. You're looking for, I think, 1957 for the death date. And you find a couple of those hard to read names. So you may have found it. You may have not. A little bit difficult to tell. But as you make your way to Glomus, I'm going to assume you just like tap on the ground or something. And after a few minutes,
knock, knock. Who's there?
He lifts up this patch of ground. And he says, oh, he's in the school form. He says, have you done the ritual? Oh, sorry. Hang on. And he quickly changes to Antoine. He says, this is more presentable appearance for you. Do you want to come down? And did you do the ceremony? I didn't notice anything, but.
Not yet. We have a little bit of a snafu I want to ask a question about real quick.
Oh, sure, sure. And he climbs up and steps out. What can I assist with?
Joel will hand him the bottle of Fiji water that is half drank before the ceremony. And
he says, oh, wait, thank you. And he downs it all in one gulp.
No.
No! No! He said, spinning.
I went to the local church to try and get it blessed. Holy water, exorcisms. Probably not seen the movie. Anyways, there's something not right with the priest. There's something more there, something not holy from the way it looks. He knew too much. I saw something behind him, his eyes blackened, and I want to make sure that if we're going to use this to try and cleanse the building, it's not going to invite something worse to our doorstep.
Pastor Guidry, huh? I know him fairly well. Obviously, I've not met him personally, but I've never noticed anything odd about him, and things I know about him are varied and many. I think I would notice if he was possessed by some entity, but I know there have been strange things happening lately, so... this might hurt me a little bit, but go ahead and give me a sprinkle with that holy water. I don't know if you know this, but ghouls not particularly well beloved by those in the organized church type of place.
Is there nothing you can do with, like, one of those, your lab equipment? Or do you really just want us to splash it on you and see if it hurts?
I think it'd be easier if you just gave me a splash. I could do some analysis, but I'm not entirely sure what chemical composition I'd be looking for.
As they're talking, Joel puts a little on his hand and just, like, flicks it at him.
And, he visibly flinches. He says, that's got some vibes to it. Definitely unpleasant.
So someone smelling weed for the first time.
Ooh, that holy water dank.
That holy water smells like shit.
I don't know what may have gotten into Pastor Gidry, but I tell you what, I will do some research and maybe observe him. I'm quite stealthy when I need to be. I can investigate this further, but as for holy water, I believe you have the bona fide thing.
It's good, at least. Feel bad about dumping the others.
Well, I don't know what consequences there are to dumping holy water down the drain, but at least it's not trapped in plastic. Are you aware that there's roughly 110 million gallons of water trapped in plastic bottles?
Do you just memorize weird facts?
Well, I saw it on TikTok the other day.
You get TikTok?
He's got a TikTok?
No.
What's TikTok? That isn't out yet.
TikTok is a ghoul-only internet.
Exclusive to ghouls.
It's just, if you're not a ghoul, it's actually controlled by a giant geish. And so if you're not a ghoul, you can't even see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wild.
True facts. Anyways, if you ever find a bottle of water, just pour it out. Otherwise, it goes to the landfill and the water's trapped there forever. You humans should be more concerned about this type of thing. You realize that, right?
This is relevant.
I'm concerned for your health. This is me trying to help you. Oh, I'm sorry. Does everything need to be related to what we're doing exactly right now? I can't have fun facts, my own life.
I mean, we're just a little worried about, okay? Like, whatever's going on with... Yeah, honestly, are you
good? I need to take a nap.
I think that holy water hit him.
Yeah, that holy water might have hit me a little harder than I thought.
Might be a little juiced. at a later point, if you need, I can describe in better detail what I saw, but I don't want to rile up RC and them, you know, before going in.
Understandable.
I can plug my ears, Joel. It's okay.
I'll tell you later, Lomas.
Well, is there anything else you need me to do? Yeah, after I investigate Pastor Gidry, maybe we can talk more.
Just as a reminder, we don't know where the seal is yet, right? We have not found that.
I don't believe
I think
so.
Most seals are asking me? At the zoo, Joel?
Yes, I'm asking you, as in Dan.
No, you have not found the seal yet.
Okay. And we haven't had any ideas as to where they are yet.
I don't know. You may have and not told me.
I can't think of any.
I know where it is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get out of you there, Dan. Joel will ask Glomis. Sorry, just one more question. Do we know where about we should perform the ritual in the house?
Are you talking about the exorcism or the breaking of the seal?
Both.
Well, the exorcism, I imagine, can happen wherever, but the seal's probably going to require direct contact between the amulet I gave you and the seal itself.
And we don't know where the seal is in the house quite yet.
No, I suspect that might take a little bit of investigating. Perhaps some search rolls.
Right. Understandable. I don't know why I thought this would go in a little more smoother direction with the rest of this week's trajectory, but thank you, Glomis.
No problem. And he opens back up the hatch and climbs down the ladder. He says, good luck. Let me know when you're done.
Can do.
I'll make sure to finish any water bottles, Glomus, if that helps alleviate your conscience.
Sure, that's great. That's great, Marcy. Thank you. And he closes the...
I feel real attacked having four half-drink water bottles next to me, by the way.
He passes out every time someone empties a water bottle.
And y'all hear the sounds of tires approaching, and Cyril has arrived at the manor.
Be cool. Be cool.
That was for you, right?
Cyril drives a 1991 GMC Cyclone.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah. That's hot. That's actually really sick.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Black one.
Excellent. I think at some point you'll have to get your own Phantom Finders fan.
By law.
P-H-A-N.
Yep.
P-H-A-N. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, I went ahead on roll 20. I don't know if you saw, but I put you in the manor. I don't know. What do you guys want to do now? How are you approaching this manor? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to set up for your exorcism? You tell me, all right?
I think that's something that we should have a conversation about outside of the manor before we go in first, obviously, both in and out of character.
I guess so.
Joel comes up to Cyril. Like the duds.
Oh, well, thank you. I figured on this special occasion be best to look my best.
Right. Yeah. Probably would have not been a bad idea, he says, looking down at just like the hoodie he's wearing. Anyways, I was only able to get a little bit of holy water, and Joel will pull the bottle out and shake it a little bit.
Well, that's cool. Who'd you get that from? Gidry. You talked to Gidry? Did he do it for you?
Yeah.
What a good guy that guy is.
Turns out holy water is more of a Catholic thing.
He's very annoying.
He was pretty chill, actually, this time. Anyways, we need to discuss where are we doing this? Where are we going to exercise the spirit?
We're not trying to get rid of both of them, correct? We're just trying to get rid of Marguerite, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I
so
think
far.
So
there's a good
her main
chance
man,
without
yeah.
her.
She was manifesting in the library, but we also, to be fair, have not looked through the whole manor.
Yeah, that was another thing. We need to find where that seal is.
She kept appearing in that upper window where she kept banging on it a couple times.
Right.
Should we investigate that room if we can?
Yeah, maybe. And
I might also...
from what we understand, yeah, because this could not... This child was sent here to torment Colette's spirit, from what I remember.
Colette or someone, for sure.
Yeah. So they don't have any real place in this house other than being trapped here. So there has to be a manifestation point for that. I agree. I think we should check the upper reaches where that window,
definitely.
Where she's banging on the window. Yeah, because she's appeared there multiple times.
Before we
might be
go
a connection.
In, who has the athame?
I have the amulet.
Okay.
I've got the organite.
I guess I'll carry the knife.
But does that make sense? I mean,
yeah.
You got good unarmed combat and things that you could swing and do?
I mean, I took a couple classes a while back. I don't know.
You took athame classes?
Not necessarily. No, just like, I think she took like a judo course or something like growing up. It was just, it never stuck.
So that immediately side transitions into ceremonial dagger usage. I get it.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
So my red belt in karate when I was six equals katana training. Sick.
No, I think it's not the same as a katana. Okay.
All right. So y'all want to head up?
I definitely, yeah, we should check the rooms up top. That's probably where a bedroom might be, and if it's connected to Marguerite, trying out one of the bedrooms that she might have been kept in or was trying to be born in might not be the worst choice.
We also need to have a very frank discussion before we go in here about
Marcy goes pale. Marcy goes pale instantly.
About how we want to come out of here.
Alive?
Alive, clearly.
With Clementine.
with Clementine, absolutely. But we need to have a talk about what happens if one of us gets possessed, or something along those lines, where one of us can't carry on and our mind has been stripped from us.
Cyril, I haven't thought about that until just now.
Right.
I just started getting my shit together, Cyril.
Let's have a lengthy discussion about living wills.
Have you talked to your lawyers?
Just, we get up there, first thing we do, salt. Right?
Okay.
Clearly, it works there. Mm-hmm. It can't get to us. From there, we do what must be done. As Luna said, be confident. I'm here for my sister. That is what I am here for. And as long as she is still around, I can't get her back. So that is my number one goal tonight. So I will try to drive it out, or drive it into being, and we'll throw the holy water, we'll hit it with the sage, we'll burn the sage, we'll stab it with the dagger if we need. I think first ranged, then get closer if it comes down to.
All right.
We don't have, like, a ghost gun, do we?
No, you asked about this, and no, we don't have a ghost gun.
No.
I think, no, this is Marcy in character asking that again, because she just keeps, like, looking at the knife, looking to her hand, and just, like...
Realizing how close she has to get to be effective, yeah.
Cyril does have a gun, so...
I do have a gun. I am armed.
All right.
And I have a camera.
So does Joel.
Oh.
Okay, guns and cameras.
Guns and cameras.
I think Marcy... Well, didn't our original Kimbers, Mark and I, get, like, yoinked?
Yes.
I did not have a Kimber.
I thought we both did as a goof. Okay, it was just me.
Nope, it was just a goof.
It was just a goof.
All right. Okay. So you enter the manor, and when you enter the manor, there's definitely an oppressive feeling. Just like... I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, walked past a graveyard that you just, like, you feel it, right? There's just extreme vibes of not even, like, sadness. It's just, like, a psychic pressure, right? It's like wearing a thick turtleneck.
The air feels heavy.
Yeah. It's like wearing a thick turtleneck and you forgot an undershirt, so it's just like, oh, boy. This is uncomfortable. That's how you all feel.
That is a very specific description.
As you step into the Florizon Manor, are you aiming to go upstairs?
I think that's the way. I think that's where we got
to
go.
Okay, let me swap to roll 20 real quick, and just remind you that you've seen her in this window.
Yep.
Yes. The way top.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The attic.
So we got to figure out the attic, basically.
Or third floor, whichever one it is.
Well, I know which one it is. You'll have to find out. So you guys just want to go straight upstairs? There's still, like, you technically haven't explored this area or this one.
I know. Can we just, like, look in here? What is in here? This little spot.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't we have seen at least part of that room already?
Yeah, I guess technically I'm just bad at revealing, you know. Why don't I just reveal it? Yeah, there's no way that you wouldn't have eventually found
room. Oh, Jesus.
What?
No, more doors.
Lots of wood floors, yeah.
Yeah, lots of wood floors. This is, like, as... I was genuinely like, what are you talking about? There's a door that leads out back, that is...
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Well, over here, actually. This is also a door. This is a window. Sorry. This door leads into the next room. But as you're, like, looking, there's, like, up over here, there's, like, a mirror on the wall, that's, you know, cracked, and, the frame is gone. It's just, like... very barren. The paint's peeling, the wallpaper's peeling, the floorboards are like
crown molding.
Crown molding of the floor. They're all messed up. It's pretty clear that you know, just from observation, this looks to be maybe a dining room. There's a few, like, scattered chairs and stuff. I don't know if you want to go in. You know, you can sort of test each step. If you're
the last thing I want to happen is a step in front of that mirror and the shard shoot out at us.
Yeah. Can I look into the kitchen area? What I'm assuming is the kitchen area.
Oh, going into that room. It's actually a great assumption. As you peer in, it is a kitchen. It's got like a old timey oven. You notice that all the like any appliances that are still there are from like the 1970s. So there's like a freestanding gas stove. Looks like it's not connected. You can't imagine that it would still be. You see some like chairs. All the cabinets are empty as you're looking through everything.
Any kitchen utensils like knives and forks just jostling above something waiting for it to be thrown at us? Or
no, it's just actually, a whole like, drawer of Athanes.
it's actually weirdly quiet. You've heard like piano noises here before. There's still like creaking floorboards as you're walking around, but it's like, you know, the air feels a little bit dead.
Oh. That's always good.
Keyword. Dead.
Keyword.
Dead.
Okay. Well, I don't think... Yeah, I think it's upstairs. I think we need to go upstairs. As much as I would just love to fight a ghost in a bathroom, I don't think that's happening.
Okay.
Sounds like a good Tarantino bit.
Yeah.
So, as you head up the stairs, I'm pinging over the map.
As we're heading up the stairs... Something I do want to say is, as he goes up, Joel calls out to Colette, and he shouts, "Colette, we're here to help you and help Clementine. We're here to free the both of you. I just need you to help us. Where is she? Guide us, please."
Oh, that's great. Make a roll of some sort. What's a good roll for that? My gut says a natural, but that's just so unlikely. But I will say,
persuade.
Persuade might be good. Are you utilizing any of the implements as you are walking around? And if you are, please describe. Ghost int. Yes. Yes, Noah. Ghost int.
I mean, I think Joel has the water bottle uncapped and like ready to go if need be.
Okay.
And I don't know how many, I don't remember how many bundles of sage we bought, but I feel like we would have started burning some by now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Marcy would absolutely be holding the athame with one hand and just like waving sage all around.
Okay, so as you are saging it up, you know, with sage, you light it and then you sort of extinguish it and just use it to smudge. And the smoke is really, you know, the key part.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
And so as you're carrying this around, the smoke begins moving from just being like sort of straight up to almost at an angle, sort of whirling up the stairs. And you see a faint trail of smoke headed up the stairs. It's you know, not super strong, but you see this happen. And again, it's so weird because there's no breeze in here, right? This is very, very strange. And so I will need you all to make a sanity check, as the smoke, which you have been using to sort of, you know, again, smudge and drive things out, begins moving of its own accord, almost like a video game path indicator.
Oh, we sick.
Well, okay, none of you take sanity damage, and that probably makes sense. It's a 0-1. You know, this is, it makes sense. It's very strange, but you all, I don't know, I would assume that you would think that this is Colette based off what you've been calling out.
We asked for it, and this is the least strange thing that's happened in this house.
Yeah. So follow the smoke.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
All the small folk. All right. if you would bring your weapons over here just so we can continue describing as you make your way up the stairs. There is this, you know, landing that is a circular landing that looks down onto the first floor. And it does have a railing around it. Then you see embedded in the wall to your left some shards of a chandelier.
Yeah, that's right.
Watch out, guys.
Do you want to check? So you've checked the room that's directly across to the northeast. Do you want to check this one to the mm-hmm. south? I'm assuming you're pinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the smoke pointing towards any particular place currently? Or just up here?
The smoke is headed around this corner, but you notice that it is kind of fading as it goes around this corner. You obviously don't see where it goes, but at least this hallway to the north. So kind of opposite of where you're looking. But if you guys are interested, why can't I? Oh, I need to go on the map. How do I reveal?
Cyril, should we follow the smoke or should we follow the... Because this is where we've seen...
No, we're not quite up to that room yet. I'm just looking around to see if there's anything. That's on the third floor where we've seen her. I just was curious if there was like an attic access in here, but it might be where the smoke had gone. I just wanted to glance. I just wanted to get the layout. I feel like the completionist in me wants to.
You don't want to leave a middle building unexplored?
I don't want to leave a middle building, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's killing me not checking these as well, but Joel is on a mission. He is a man on a mission, and okay. he's
well,
not.
We'll follow. We'll go Joel. Touring. We'll follow.
I'm sure the house won't self-destruct or like animate like Monster House from the hit animated film Monster House.
What a callback. But no, I definitely do want to search once we have the house a little more.
Through the door, down a weird hallway, and oh, there's another stairway going up in a weird side room. What is in this room besides the stairway?
In this room is, hang on.
Colette with a gun.
Gotcha!
It looks like there's like a desk, like a roll-top desk, and like a beat-up chair. There's you see some like overhead lighting. There's a few like not like whiteboards but like cork boards on the thing. Do you know what I'm saying? The walls
on the desk.
No, cork boards on the walls. Windows, okay. Obviously leading out. Looks like maybe an office of some sort.
Anything obvious on the desk? Like any papers or like drawers?
Papers or drawers? Good question. I'm gonna say yeah, there's some drawers. Do you want to check it out?
I do, just because it is on the way there, exclusively.
Okay. Give me a locksmithing roll because it is locked.
Oh. Joel pulls on it and nothing happens.
Or like a strength. You can do like a strength too. I know this party is not exactly the strength is not the strong suit here.
Yeah, we're
no, weak. But you know what? It's a better chance than my locksmithing choice. Nope, 97.
Oh no.
Yeah, you like you try and get it open and you nearly like hurt yourself as you strain against it. The lock is thoroughly rusted shut. And it's like that, I mean, have you ever like, you know, those file cabinets, like, you know, if you try and pull on them and they're like poorly made enough where like the metal will cut you if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
a future Joel problem.
But this, weirdly enough, this office has stairs leading up, to what apparently is a third floor. Potentially it is the stairs are slightly lower quality, so it is almost more like an attic access.
It's about right.
And that is where the smoke leads up.
Well,
Joel, can I try opening that real quick?
Go for it. In the meantime, Cyril, do you have the salt ready?
I don't have the salt. Do you have the salt?
I believe Joel
here, has the salt. You have the salt. That you're on salt duty.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Cyril, look at me. You are the salt bay now.
Oh, well, it's always been a dream of mine to have overpriced steaks to people.
A gold filigree. Just.
Yeah, so you just want me to make a strength check on the...
Yeah, go ahead and make a strength check.
Okay. 40 under 55.
Okay, with a successful strength check, you managed to... It's not so much that you managed to open it as you managed to pry back the metal enough so that you can, like, get your hand in there. And when you do, there's accordion folder.
I thought you were going to start saying something horrible, just tons of spiders.
It's a whole nest of wasps. No, it's like an accordion folder. One of those brown ones. Ooh. That, you know, you tie, like a figure eight around to loop up. And it's definitely like aged, and that sort of stuff. But, other than that, you open it.
Can I
look in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you look in it, it's looks like some financial documents, some like business documents, and like these are all under like various names. It's like Babineau Shipping Inc., Babineau Holdings, a bunch of financials. I don't know how many like how much experience you have with financial reports. You do kind of have your own business, so.
Oh, I put points into accounting, buddy.
Okay, well, make an accounting roll then.
90 over 50. Points into accounting.
Lot of points into accounting. Yes.
50 in accounting. With the 50 in accounting though, like the vibes you get just like from a real quick glance, I imagine you're a little distracted. These are from probably the 70s or 80s, and you just know that it's like not great financials. They're not like bankrupt, but it's pretty, you know. It doesn't paint a pretty picture for what you imagine the Babineau Empire should be.
I like to think the 90 manifest is literally just like Cyril and Joel looking at her like, what the fuck are you doing? Come on.
We got bigger fish to fry than 1970s bank account.
I feel like there's something here. No, there fucking isn't. It's financial information.
If there is, we'll deal with it later. Ghost, now!
Well, they bought Apple early. Sorry.
Oh my god. They invested in what GameStop would become.
Oh my god. They full on Blockbuster. It's dumb all money. The way.
Well, that's why Blockbuster survived so long.
Oh, all the Babineaus.
All the Babineaus renting Cool Runnings.
That's why that one. They actually owned the last Blockbuster in, like, what was it, Washington State or wherever it is?
Yeah. Oh my god.
All right, let's go up the proverbial stairs here that we've been stalling going up.
As you head up these stairs, you are in a like a much smaller room. Obviously, the ceilings here are much shorter than even on the second floor. As you come up to this floor, you come out and you see another set of like a winding stair leading up.
Jesus Christ!
But the smoke leads through this room to your left. And so if you follow that past what appears to be a closet, over like a dome, a metal domed part of the floor, and you see like a bolt sticking up, and you assume that this is where the chandelier would attach. Uh-huh. And then the smoke leads up to this room, but stops right outside the doorway.
Up here, is it still that same, like, heavy feeling?
It is a very heavy feeling, almost made worse by the cramped conditions. And it is just, like, that heat rising in the house. Obviously, there's no active heating going on, mm-hmm. but given that you're still, you know, in Louisiana, there is a heat and humidity here, which even into the early hours of the evening, I don't know, like 6, 7 p.m. somewhere around there, you are feeling it. And when the smoke trail dies off, you notice that it, you know, sort of presses against this threshold. There is no door to this room. And looking into this room, you see a bed and a closet, and not much else. Cyril, there's something about this room that looks like a little familiar to you. Like, just like something out of a dream. You know, where you like, oh, almost no. like deja vu.
I've been in this room before. In my fucked up dream that night in the hospital. I think this is what we've been looking for.
And as you say, this is the room that we've been looking for. In that room, to everyone's view, a ghost-like figure, pale, small female child, appears looking out the window. And as you all stare, she slowly turns, and a smile spreads across her face. And that's where we're going to end right now.
Oh, God.
Hate that for us.
I don't love this.
Oh, my love.
Thank you for tuning in once again to Chaos Springs Eternal Season 1, City of Woe. Next episode is sort of the mini season finale for this first arc for City of Woe. I've got some ideas for, you know, what happens next, but next episode, we've already recorded it. It's in the bag, hasn't been edited yet, but this one was a fun episode. I felt like we got to do a little bit of exploring, so make sure you go rate and review us on iTunes, recommend us to friends. You know, we're about to be, so episode 23 will be the end of this sort of mini arc. Episode 24, we'll have to wrap some stuff up, so you know, episode 24, you know, you can say, hey, look, first 24 episodes are this little mini arc. Give it a shot. See if you like it. Maybe you don't. But thank you for tuning in. And all of our links are in the show notes. So make sure to shout us out on social media. Say hi to us, whatever you want. Rate and view us on iTunes and send us some info. And you can get an NPC put in Care 4. And just a heads up, there's about to be a lot of NPCs coming to Care 4. So I would love some help with that if you want to toss your hat in the ring. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, the cum trail that the ghost is leaving, I see.
No, it is.
Oh, wow.
It is white.
Every time I come, I produce a quart.
God, I haven't thought about that jingle in so long. What have you done?